In a high-security office on Capitol Hill today, senators are being shown more photos of prisoner abuse in Iraq. As the investigations continue, we turn now to Slate's military affairs writer Fred Kaplan to help us sort out some of the more confusing elements of this story. Welcome back to Day to Day, Fred.
Good to be here.
Now, we have more photos in the works today. Brigadier General Mark Kimmett said there would be more courts martial of those involved in the prisoner abuse. And so this story does not seem to be going away. In fact, it seems to be escalating. Are there still calls for Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld to resign?
That seems to have died down because it's pretty clear that it just isn't going to happen. Bush has expressed confidence in him about a half a dozen times in public. Plus, you know, it's just not Bush's way to concede a mistake. If he got rid of Rumsfeld, it would be to admit a mistake, not only on this matter, but on a whole bunch of matters of Iraqi policy.
Now, it's possible, though, that he could be impeached. Is that not so?
He could be, but I don't see that happening for a couple of reasons. First, there would be a huge defense. You know, this ties into the re-election as well. Bush's most appealing slogan is, "I say what I mean, and I mean what I say." A large percentage of those who support him say they do so because this is a guy who stands up for what he believes in, doesn't back down. If he backs down on this, he risks losing some of that base. There are some other factors, too. Rumsfeld and Cheney are extremely close, have been for 30 years of public life together. Cheney will, you know, circle all the wagons that he can muster to save Rummy. And then, you know, there's another practical matter that makes some even Democratic lawmakers a bit hesitant. Who would replace him? According to the chain of command, Paul Wolfowitz is next in line. People dislike him even more than they do Rumsfeld. In fact, the entire inner circle of Rumsfeld is tainted with hideous misjudgments over the course of the war in Iraq. You're going to bring in a new guy, then there will be confirmation hearings, which will be an opportunity to go over all of the controversies over pre-war intelligence, the conduct of the war, the conduct of the post-war. This is something that Bush will do everything possible to avoid, A, while a war is still going on, and B, in an election year.
How do you think this gruesome news about the beheading of the American businessman in Iraq will affect this investigation?
That's a good question. I'm not really sure. On the one hand, it does sort of put this in a perspective. I mean, it does remind people that there are levels of torture, levels of evil, way beyond what was going on in the prison, in our prison in Iraq. On the other hand, what was done was clearly in response to what has been going on at the hands of U.S. forces. And I think one can imagine an endless round of retribution until everything is settled, and maybe even beyond. You know, Al-Qaeda is already using some of these gruesome photographs taken at the Iraqi prison as recruitment posters. At the same time, it might very well harden a lot of people here to any sort of further investigation of what happened on the grounds that, well, you know, what we're doing is kid stuff compared to what they're doing. Of course, there are different theys. You know, the problem is that the Red Cross has said something like 70% of the people in this prison are innocent. They were just rounded up at random.
Opinion and analysis from Fred Kaplan, who writes the War Stories column for Slate. Thanks, Fred.
Thank you.